This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Ronan of Black Hawk Plastic Surgery in Danville, California. Dr. Ronan is board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. Dr. Ronan, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well, and happy holidays to you and your office there. So first of all, we have all heard of Botox to help eliminate frown and laugh lines. What are the other derma fillers, permanent and non-permanent, that can be used to smooth out lines and add volume and fullness to the skin?
Well, actually, lines and volume and fullness are actually separate things. So Botox, and there's something better now called Dysport, which is a little bit newer, are used to attack the lines. And the toxins, which is Botox and Dysport, weaken muscle for about 3 or 4 months. And that's different than the fillers or dermal fillers that plump or provide volume in places rather than weaken muscle.
And as we age, we lose fullness in our cheeks and under eyes and develop nasolabial folds. Which fillers are typically used to correct the folds and add volume to cheeks under our eyes?
So there's several different kinds of volume replacement or fillers. There are some that are temporary and some that are permanent. In the temporary variety, I like to use Restylane and Perlane. It's a clear gel that that can be injected. It lasts about 6 months. They're very safe. They've been around for a long time. They have a great long-term record, and they're really fantastic for a temporary filler. There are longer-term fillers that are available. There's a permanent filler that is called Artifil, which has now changed its name to Belafil with new indications. And that can be injected into the face, and it has a permanent effect. The other permanent filler that I love to use is fat. So we actually take fat from one part of the body and graft it into the face to provide extra volume, which also can be permanent. The beauty of fat is it's anatomic. It's what was lost from the face. It becomes alive and has a lot of great properties when grafted into the face. The downside of fat is we have to go to the OR, and there's quite a bit more downtime with fat versus the other injectable fillers.
That makes sense. Do you recommend using permanent or non-permanent fillers in these areas, and why?
Well, there's it's more complicated than that. It depends on where you're going to put the filler. So there are certain areas that you can put filler in deep that you're essentially not going to see it in the skin. These are great for the more injectable type fillers. When you're getting in the thin skin around the eyes, if there's kind of a diffuse loss of fat, in the lower eyelid area, I think fat grafting works best. Sometimes we'll do fat grafting and then kind of augment that or tidy it up with an injectable. So it's a little more complicated. There isn't just the one solution for everyone. We sort of evaluate how much fat has been lost, how much volume we want to replace, think about the circumstances of if the patient's going to have other surgery or not, if they can have a downtime or not, and then we just choose a solution that best fits that scenario.
Today we are briefly speaking with plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Ronan of Black Hawk Plastic Surgery in Danville, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Ronan, are the results immediate, and how long do they last?
Well, the results are fairly immediate for the injectables. So I've done several today already. I can inject them, put them in front of the mirror, and they can look at their results, very quickly. That's one of the nice things about the injectables. With the fat, you're going to look pretty swollen and beat up when I get done. So it's going to take you, a week or so to see the result. As far as longevity, the Restylane and Perlane or other HA type injectables last about 6+ months. The Belafil is a permanent injectable, and fat is also a permanent, a permanent graft. So when I do fat as opposed to injectable, a larger volume is injected. So the injectables come in syringes of about 1 cc each, and commonly someone would get 1, 2, 3, or 4 syringes. When I do fat, I'll typically put 40, 45 syringes into someone's face. So the result is much larger, and about half of that is permanent long term.
Lastly, many people opt for old therapy, a non-surgical lift for moderately saggy skin to tighten the skin on the eyebrow, neck, and under chin area. How does that procedure actually work? How long does it take to see results, and how long do the results last?
Well, old therapy uses ultrasound technology. A lot of people think it's a laser, but like all the different types of laser technologies, what we're doing is targeting a certain part of the body with heat and creating an injury that we allow your body to heal. Now, in the process of healing, it will smooth a wrinkle, get rid of a blood vessel, remove a brown spot, or tighten skin. So by targeting the blood vessel with a certain laser, we can make it go away. By targeting a brown spot with another type of laser, we can make it go away. Now, what's nice about all therapy is it's using ultrasound to create tiny burn spots, little dots under the skin. So you don't see it, but those tiny little microscopic burns cause your body to go into a healing response. And in that healing response, you lay down collagen and tighten up. So the net result of doing all therapy is you have a tightening of the skin and laying down more collagen. This process takes about 3 to 6 months to happen. So it isn't an overnight process. The good thing is that there's no downtime with that procedure whatsoever. You have it done, you walk out, you're essentially normal.
You got to love that. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your practice, the Black Hawk Plastic Surgery there in Danville, California, also how folks can be in potential contact as well?
Yeah, no problem. So our website is blackhawkplasticsurgery.com, just like it sounds. We're located in Black Hawk, California, which is just east of San Francisco. Our office number is 925-736-5757.
Well, Dr. Ronan, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today, and happy holidays to you once again.
Well, thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Thank you. We've been speaking with plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Ronan of Black Hawk Plastic Surgery in Danville, California. And once again, the website of reference is blackhawkplasticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.